Well, I was down in Mexico and I had some goat.
How was it?
I don't want any more.
Now, they said it was supposed to be
real
tough.
It was tough. It wasn't seasoned. And it was cooked on open fire.
Yeah?
Yeah, you know. Wasn't my cup of tea.
No, I think it'd be mine.
No.
Back to hogs. They
don't
make anything out
of
hog blood?
Yeah. But they don't do that here, now. In Louisiana, there's a sausage called blood boudin.
Blood what?
Blood boudin.
Yeah?
And these people take pig's blood and let it congeal. And they stuff it. Yeah. Take real gross money. As a matter of fact, it's against the law to make it in Louisiana. It was. I don't know if it still is. You can't buy it. It's against the law to sell it. I don't think they can prevent people from making it and eating themselves.
Yeah.
But then, I think in one time it was believed that the blood boudin was used in some sort of cult rituals and so forth.
Oh.
They do have another boudin, and it's a sausage casing stuffed with rice and either pork or beef in it.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
But I couldn't stomach that blood boudin. As a matter of fact, a fellow last year told me, he was an old cook from Louisiana. He's a Cajun. He told me how to make blood boudin. Well, you have to get fresh blood, and I forgot what he told me to put in it, and you let it set, and you know how blood will gel, and whatever, another thickener, you know, sort of like a gelatin thickener to put in it, and let it set, and it forms a mold like then, and just scoop it out, and either mixed, not the raw meat, just cook just a little bit, and you stuff the sausage casings with it and season it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I don't.
My little boy, Dad.
Yeah.
If I ever see him, I'll eat it.
Now, you know, like making sausage is an art.
Did your mother used to make sausage or
your aunt? I remember my grandmother making sausage. And I remember other people making sausage more than I do in my family.
Yeah.
Okay. To make good sausage, you have to have a good portion of lean meat. And the lean meat would usually come from the shank portions around the ham. Mm-hmm. The areas where you get the pork chops from, which is up around close to the away from the rib area, and trimming away all, you know, like the fat and the lean portions of meat from ribs and things like that, and from the ham, the shanks, a lower area, and using right amount of usually people had a sage seasoning. Black pepper. Instead of using cayenne pepper, they would use crushed peppers after it dried. Mm-hmm. I think I'll make me some sausage one day. I think I got the formula there. There's an Italian seasoning, very spicy.